It's now about 20 minutes before 10 o'clock here on 1380 WPHM. Caleb Gordon filling in for Paul Miller on this Wednesday morning. Glad to have you with us here. A couple things going on. We were talking about state politics earlier today as lawmakers in Lansing put the finishing touches and are done with this lame duck session, getting ready for a new governor here in the state of Michigan. She'll be sworn in, Gretchen Whitmer, that is, on January 1st. Meanwhile, let's go to the nation's capital, and on the line with us right now is Tara Palmieri. She's an ABC News correspondent at the White House. Tara, how are you doing?
I'm great. Merry Christmas.
Hey, and a merry belated Christmas to you too, Tara. We have this this little thing is going on in D.C. right now, some sort of shutdown, is that correct?
Right. This is the fifth day of the government shutdown, but really the first full business day since the government closed on Saturday because we had the weekend and the holidays. So right now, federal workers coming back in the office working without pay, or some just not working at all. So you're probably going to hear something from them soon about how this shutdown is really ruining their holidays.
And of course, President Donald Trump taking to Twitter saying that the federal workers want the wall, right?
Yep, that's what he said. But some of the federal workers that we spoke to, they say they want to get paid and they want Washington to deal with this political issue. Congressman Mark Meadows, the head of the Freedom Caucus, conservative Republican, who's really been pushing the president to dig in for this wall, he said that no substantial progress has been made the last round of talks on Saturday. So we can expect this to likely go on until the new year. It's going to be a question of who blinks first.
Remind us again, Tara, and we're talking to Tara Palmieri. She's an ABC News correspondent at the White House. Who is all affected by this government shutdown? What's open? What's closed? Who's getting paid? Who's not getting paid?
About half of the government agencies right now are closed, and almost 800,000 government workers are being affected. 400,000 are not working. The other half are working without pay. So it's really rattling the government, including the National Park Service. I'm sure you heard that a man climbed the National Christmas Tree here in Washington, D.C., and he broke some of the lights, and there was a real scramble over how to fix the tree because the Park Service is closed.
Yeah, and that's affecting some of the national parks here in Michigan as well, as you heard earlier this morning from the Michigan News Network reporting that some of those favorite tourist destinations will not be open. So what are we looking at here, Tara, as far as resolving this issue? Obviously, the president wants his wall. He's been very adamant about that. Is there any room for a compromise between the Democrats and the Republicans on this?
It doesn't look like it. Every day the Democrats get more power because the Democrats will take over the majority in the House on January 3rd. And at that point, they can pass another bill that doesn't include funding for the border wall. They can move it over to the Senate Republicans, who will be pressured to vote for it since they did approve a bill earlier in the year that did not have any funding for the border wall. But then that bill will make it to the president's desk, and he can still veto it.
Yeah.
He has that power. He doesn't need to sign the bill, and he could keep the government shut down.
Do you think he would accept a lesser amount? Do you think there's a room there to approve, a certain amount of funding for the wall, but not all of it?
Well, at this point, he was asking for $5.7 billion for the border wall, and they're down to about $1.6 billion at this point.
All right.
So it's pretty low.
I appreciate it. So government still shut down, likely to continue to be shut down over this wall funding debate through the new year. Hopefully we'll have a resolution in 2019, though, right, Tara?
It looks like that'll be the time when the resolution happens, because the government can't be shut down forever, right? Yeah. Or can it?
We'll see.
Right.
But no, you wouldn't think so. Hopefully, early in 2019, there'll be some sort of agreement between the Republicans and Democrats. Tara Palmieri, she's an ABC News correspondent at the White House this morning. Thank you, Tara. We'll be listening to you throughout the week here on ABC News for the latest.
Thanks.
All right. That's Tara. And this is 1380 WDPHM. Caleb Gordon in for Paul Miller. We'll wrap up the show in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.